Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. I hope you're doing awesome. Well, listen, I wanted to just offer encouragement to us all today. You know, as we've been listening to the news and working with other healthcare providers and hospitals, and we there's no doubt we're starting to see more of a surge in COVID, and you know, and that is impacting each of us in a different way, you know, personally and professionally. And some of us have had family members, and some of us even ourselves have maybe had COVID. And so it's been a, you know, it's been an interesting year to say the least, and it's been a long year. I mean, we, you know, how long is this going to take? And I think we're all asking ourselves that question at different times. But the fact is right now we're in a period where we're starting to see an increase again, and hospitalizations are up, and we're seeing that everywhere on the news. And I just want to encourage you, though, that number one, that there is an end to this. It will come to an end, and I don't know when that's going to happen, but there is going to be an end. And so, just you know, have that faith and that hope that that's coming coming to an end. And I was in a meeting. I meet every Friday morning with some people, and one of those is Jeff Amston from our Colorado Springs center. And he's an area manager and also a chiropractor. But this morning we were talking about two ideas, and one of those ideas is that we need to overflow with hope. And so I would just encourage you right now, you know, as you're hearing all the negativity going on out there, all the things that are going bad, to be overflow with hope that, number one, it's going to come to an end, and number two, that that you're in the position that you're in right now for a reason. You're in a position at work for a reason, and you're in a position in your life and in your house and in those that are around you for a reason. And you can be that hope for other people too. I read a great quote this week. It said, be the type of speaker that somebody wants to listen to, and be the type of listener that somebody wants to speak to. So being so full of hope inside, and the words that you use, somebody wants to listen to those words. But then also, when somebody needs your ear because they're battling something, to be that person that somebody will want to speak to. So powerful. The other thing that we talked about this morning is that we are uniquely blessed. And I really do believe as an organization, we are uniquely blessed. We've had a great year. It's been hard. But we're full of amazing team members, amazing employee owners. What you do every day is awesome. I spent time yesterday in Denver visiting multiple centers, and the people that I ran into, I am so proud of. We're uniquely blessed. We have a great foundation, founders that created an awesome company, built a company based on amazing culture and honorable things in the way that we do business and we interact with others. We have a great, great, amazing team in place now that continues to build on that foundation. We have great goals. We're employee-owned. Our stock price continues to grow, which creates value for everybody. We get to take the time to take care of patients and help them understand what's going on inside of their body so that they can get on a treatment plan. All of those things are just amazing. We're uniquely blessed, and we're in a position for a reason, and we can have hope, and we can overflow with hope so that we can be a good ear for somebody, and that we can also speak words of wisdom. So be encouraged. Know that there's an end, even when everything around shows that it's difficult right now, and there is no doubt it is difficult, recognizing that we're in difficult times. But still remembering, there's hope, we're blessed, we can be an ear for others, and we can offer wisdom to others. Have a great day, team. Appreciate you. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you soon.